أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire on imanfm.com and also on the TuneIn radio app. You're listening to Sports in 60 Minutes with me, Zaid Haq. This show airs every week, so make sure you always tune in to this lovely sports show. You can get in touch with the show with our dedicated hashtag. It's Zaid60Minutes. That's hashtag Zulu Alpha Hotel Echo Echo Romeo, the figure 6, the figure 0, M for Mike, I for India, N for November, U for Uniform, T for Tango, E for Echo, S for Sierra. Jazakallah for listening to my Euro 2016 preview show last week. I hope you all enjoyed it. If for any reason you did miss the show, you can listen again to the preview. Also, any previous shows of mine on audioboom.com/1Z. That's audioboom.com/1Z. And 1Z is spelled the figure 1, then it's Zulu Alpha Hotel Echo Echo Romeo. Let's go on to today's show. First of all, I'm going to go all the way back to last weekend when we had the women's singles final and the men's singles final at the French Open at Roland Garros in Paris. First of all, in the women's singles final, it was between Serena Williams and Garbine Muguruza. Serena Williams was aiming for her 22nd Grand Slam singles title and tie with Steffi Graf's Open Era record. But unbelievably, Garbine Muguruza beat Serena Williams in straight sets, 7-5, 6-4, to cause a major upset at the French Open. The 22-year-old is Spain's first female champion at Roland Garros since Arantxa Sánchez Vicario in 1998, and she won in straight sets 7-5, 6-4. It was a big upset in my eyes as well, because the way Serena Williams has been playing of late, I didn't see this coming, that she would lose in the final. I thought she would comfortably win the final, maybe not in two sets, would have gone to three sets, but she would have had the upper hand, win her 22nd Grand Slam title and equal Steffi Graf's record. But it wasn't to be, and well done to Garbine Muguruza. She deserved it. She outplayed Serena Williams, which doesn't happen often, and she deserved to win the French Open title. Well done to her. I hope she kicks on from this victory for many more Grand Slam wins for her. So that was Garbine Muguruza beating Serena Williams to win the French Open women's title 2016 at Roland Garros in Paris, the French Open. Now we look into the men's final between Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray. That was Novak, who's the world number one, and Andy Murray, who's in world number two. It was Andy Murray's first ever final at Roland Garros, and it was the first time a British player has got to the French Open final since the 1930s. So it was a big occasion. Saw the whole match. Andy Murray started off brilliantly, taking the first set, but unfortunately in sets 2, 3 and 4, Novak Djokovic woke up, blew Andy Murray away, and he deservedly won the French Open title. So we did see Andy Murray put up a great fight in the first set. As I mentioned, in sets 2, 3 and 4, he was heavily exposed by the play by Djokovic. He, as I mentioned, blew Andy Murray away. Other tennis news: Maria Sharapova has been banned for 2 years by the ITF for using a prohibited drug. The Russian was provisionally banned in March after testing positive for Maldium at January's Australian Open. The heart disease drug, which Sharapova says she has been taking since 2006 for health issues, became a banned substance on 1st of January 2016. The five-time Grand Slam winner said she cannot accept the unfairly harsh ban and will appeal. Sharapova will challenge the suspension, which is backdated to 26 January 2016 at the Court of Arbitration for Sports, CAS. Now we move on to all the cricket. Pakistan Cricket Board, the PCB in short, have chosen their squad for the Test Series in England, with the Test Series starting on July the 14th at Lord's, 11 a.m. British summer time. Mohammed Amir, as expected, returns to the Pakistan Test squad and has been granted a UK visa, so he can play in the UK for Pakistan. The players that missed out from the training camp and previous test squads are Ahmed Shahzad, Bilal Asif, Fawad Alam, Junaid Khan, Shoaib Malik, Omar Akmal, to name a few. So the players who made it from the training squad or based on their previous performances are Sami Aslam, Iftikhar Ahmed, Mohammad Rizwan, Sohail Khan, and as I mentioned, Mohammad Amir. Also, the injured players Mohammad Hafiz and Yasir Shah have also made the cut, make it into the test squad for Pakistan for their tour of England. So the squad in full is Mohammad Hafiz, Shan Masood, Sami Aslam, Misbahul Haq the captain, Yunus Khan, Azhar Ali, Asad Shafiq, Iftikhar Ahmed, Safraz Ahmed the wicketkeeper, Mohammad Rizwan the reserve wicketkeeper, Zulfikar Babar, Yasir Shah, Wahab Riaz, Mohammad Amir, Rahat Ali, Imran Khan and Sohail Khan. Right, my thoughts on the squad are that we will struggle with our batting as we have done in numerous years in the opening and in the middle to late order. This has been a problem for Pakistan since the likes of Amir Sohail and Syed Anwar retiring from Test cricket. We've tried so many people since then. A lot of them have failed and the ones who have succeeded have been disregarded thereon or been given limited opportunities. So our batting options are weak because of lack of experience, lack of technique, be heavily exposed play here in the UK. In terms of our bowling, I'm quite happy with the bowlers we have. My only concern is Yasir Shah, although he's been injured for a while, how much fit will he be for the tour? Because if he picks up an injury or is not fit enough to play, then our spinning options rely heavily on Zulfikar Babar. It'd be very unlikely that we'll be playing two spinners in English conditions, especially when the weather's been so good recently. So although we're only going to play one spinner, if Yasir Shah is injured or later in the tour is unable to play, then that would be a big hole in the spinning department for Pakistan, because the likes of Imad Wasim and others are injured as well, so we don't have any young spin bowlers that we can call upon during the tournament. So overall, bowling I think will do quite well in English conditions, because the likes of Wahab Riaz are already playing here. The batting will be an issue for me unless Azhar Ali, Misbahul Haq, Yunus Khan turn up and make the runs, because the rest are vulnerable in English conditions. The third test between England and Sri Lanka at Lord's. England won the first two tests to win the series 2-0. England batted first and made 416 all out in the first innings, with Alistair Cook making 85, Chris Wokes 66, but the standout innings was Johnny Bairstow with 167 not out of only 251 balls, and he's been in excellent form not only with the bat but also the gloves as well. So well done to him, and he goes on to the honours board at Lord's.